Hello, we're reading selected excerpts from our sources and the topic of connecting the world in the last generation. We are reading from excerpt number 6, from Peace in the World by Baal HaSulam. We can read 9. So, number 9. From the Peace by Baal HaSulam. Number 9. Nature is a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development. For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining our sustenance and existence also multiply. Thus you have a scientific that His providence has commanded us to observe with all our mitzvah of bestow upon others in utter precision, in such a way that no member from among us will work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success. As long as we are idle and performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us, and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us. Again, number 9. Nature is like a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development. For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining our sustenance and existence also multiply. Thus, you have scientific proof that His providence has commanded us to observe with all our might the mitzvah of bestow upon others in utter precision, in such a way that no member from among us will work any less than the measure required to secure happiness of society and its success. And as long as we are idle and performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows that we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us, and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required from us.
Nikolaev.
Nikolaev.
Nikolaev, Sochi.
Да, подскажите, вот почему он здесь пишет, что мы видим своими глазами, что...
Why does he write that we see in our eyes that humanity is developing and the torments grow in attaining our existence? Because we're working less now, so in order to exist, we need less efforts.
It's probably you have the wrong translation. It's about people investing more and more time and resources in order to supply what they need, because their will to receive is growing. That's why it becomes more and more difficult for them to fill it. If people used to work less hours a day, I'm not talking about industry. that started growing about 200 or 300 years ago. But before that, people didn't used to work so much. They worked, and much of their day, moreover their evening, they had free time. They had some free time because their desires weren't so big. They settled for less. And they had a lot of free time. A lot of free time. It's not that we think that they worked 20 hours a day in order to supply what they needed. No. If you can also see how even today people in tribes, primitive tribes, here there are some tribes still here. They don't work a lot. We arranged a life that makes us busy day till night, and we want to supply desires we have no real need for. That's how we're doing. The fashion changes, and things change all the time. You have to go abroad, and time and again, and now we're abstaining from that. Bit by bit, this is falling off. By this coronavirus, it's a big help what it's doing to us, and by that we're returning to more correct life or proper life. We won't have to run after things you really don't need to have a happy life. It will be enough for us to fill ourselves with food, with education, with culture, and especially with a spiritual advancement. It will be enough for everyone, and it won't be forcefully. We simply lost the direction. Tel Aviv 3.
On one hand, he says that nature takes care of us according to development. On the other hand, he's saying punishments. What are punishments?
A punishment is anything you do not, if you do not keep the laws of nature in the right way, well, then you get a correction. Correction of direction. That for you is considered a punishment, but there are no punishments, basically. There are only corrections. Hebrew 10.
Baal HaSulam writes that no one will work less than what needed for society. Except for connection in the 10, is there anything else that a friend has to do for this purpose?
No, everything is expressed in the 10, and from the 10, it's dissemination to a more external shape, that the 10 itself doesn't have to exist there, it only exists in order to make the line, as we've learned, from the Creator to the external ones, the ones who cannot organize, who cannot feel themselves, they can't connect to the Creator. That's how the work is in the 10 and with the Creator and the public. The truth is, the fact that we connect between ourselves in the 10 is not enough yet. We have to connect to the Creator. But the truth is, the connection to the Creator also can't happen unless we connect to the external public. Because the reason you exist is to bring deficiencies from the public to the Creator. What you bring from yourself is only the force of bestowal, the force of Bina. What you bring from the external public is the force of reception, Malchut. And these two forces you raise to the Creator, and the Creator gives you the strength, bigger strength for Bina, and light to correct the Malchut and to fill it. And that's our work.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, Bala Sulam writes that as long as we are idle in performing our role to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and it will take revenge. What does it mean to be idle?
Bala Sulam כותב שכל עוד אנחנו...
Repeat, please.
Okay. Our question is, Bala Sulam writes that as long as we are idle in performing our role to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. Our question is, what does it mean to be idle?
It's when you're not drawn to the Creator to receive the force of correction from Him and to pass it on to the world. This is our role. This is our duty. We're the ones who connect the Creator to all the created beings. We're in charge of the entire correction of the world.
Can you explain such a thing? Because he says that our eyes see that humanity is developing and the torments will grow. So what, they want us to stay primitive?
No. For you to correct humanity according to how much it is developing. PT 29.
Can we say that the growing of the will to receive is the reason that time is felt as if it's going quicker and there's a feeling that there's no time?
Yes, yes, you're right. Michael, what's next?
Number 10 from the writings of the last generation by Bala Sulam. I have already said that there are two ways to discover completeness. The path of Torah or the path of suffering. Hence the Creator has given humanity technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bombs. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they will wait for a third world war and a fourth one. The bombs will do their thing. And the relics that will remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work, where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance, while everything else they do will be for the good of others. If all the nations of the world agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world, for no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of others.
This is what he sees that has to happen according to the plan of nature, and you cannot run away from that. As much as we learn about it, still, it's some kind of advancement. And the more we try to carry it out, then we'll really be walking along with the Creator, and to that extent we'll discover that He is the partner, and we ourselves as His servants. That's how we'll advance.
Kiev one.
Да, дорогой Раф, в этой работе, что мы партнеры Творцу, вот мы в принципе должны будем исправить.
Yes, dear love, in this work that we're the partners of the Creator, we actually need to correct those external circles, or we just need them in order to put them under Erev Masach, and they can live however they want.
We have to receive deficiencies from these vessels, external vessels, thus the round vessels. we must bestow upon them and bring them as close as possible to be partners of ours, even passively. And then to that extent we raise their deficiencies through our deficiency to the Creator, like man, when you raise it from the Achap through Galgal Ta'anayim to Keter, to the Creator, and from there we receive the fulfillment, the force that corrects their desires. By that we also correct our desires, Galgal Ta'anayim, that are capable of giving them. This is, we can say, it's like a woman bearing children, so she has milk. She has these abilities to take care for her baby. That's how we too are starting to get this feeling of it with respect to these external vessels. And that's the entire humanity. It's millions of people, billions of people. That's how we should see our state, our role. And by that they connect to us as much as they can, enter their vessels of Adam HaRishon according to the role in this system of Adam HaRishon. But each of them has, it's not just like that. Everyone has his own place, his own role in this complete system. And if he's not in his place, according to his duty, the system won't become whole. That's why it's not just like that. We get some deficiencies from them, we fill them, we throw them away. No! Everyone goes into an order. Everyone is in place according to the predetermined state. It was determined in creation to begin with. All we do is push these things to organize them as much as each and everyone can be connected to the Creator. And each and every person in the world, doesn't matter his color, who he is, what he is, we're talking about the souls. Each and every soul will discover its connection to the rest of the souls and the Creator. And everyone shall know me, from the smallest to the biggest. And my house, meaning this whole big kli, will be called the house of prayer to all nations.
Kazakhstan.
That's the way it is. Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, подскажите, как правильно впечатляться хисарунами
стороны? Thank you, Rav. Tell me, please, how to get a right impression from people suffering in order to raise the correct prayer to the Creator.
All kinds of things make people cry. Whatever they feel they're missing makes them cry. We understand that all the flaws, everything, the only thing that's missing is the connection with the Creator. And the forms of connection with the Creator that are being revealed through all kinds of things. Food, sex, family, money, all kinds of things, all kinds of ways. So it's best for us to explain to them that basically the only, if they have just a bit of a tendency towards the upper force, if we can all go together, we'll get a fulfillment and everyone will feel good. There will be no wars, no problems with health, with anything. That's what we have to try to explain to them and try to incorporate in them and to raise these deficiencies to the Creator. Bit by bit we'll learn how to do that, because basically we are the first ones in this process to perform this. It will happen. It will happen.
Let's move on. Number 11 from the Peace in the World. We must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective. Between the individual and the collective that the individual lives and nourishes from, in both matter and in spirit. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. The single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there's some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
No
questions, right? Oh, Tel Aviv 10, yes.
Rabash is speaking about a third world war and atom bombs, and afterwards the ones who will remain. How will they be chosen? According to what values?
This is something I don't know. I'm speaking seriously, and I don't want to know about it. I know that it's not upon me to yearn to avoid an atom bomb, an atom war, atomic war, but to reach the correction of the world. That's what I think, that's what I should develop in me each and every day, a feeling of responsibility. I'm responsible for the correction of the world. That's it. It's not about the punishments or these atomic wars, nuclear wars. I don't take that into consideration. I have to reach the correction of the world, meaning that the whole world will reach correction. That's the way all the system of my life should be organized.
How can a person find his place in that machine?
I don't know what's wrong, but half of your sentences I can't hear. You turn on the switch, or I guess you're pushing the button after you started to speak.
No, I waited for the red light.
I don't know, well, you should wait some more.
What's the advice for the individual to find his place like the wheel serving the general machine?
To start disseminating as much as you can to the broad public. That's my advice. Well, maybe the last one, 12?
12 from Peace in the World. Don't be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world, because indeed we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
Again,
12. Don't be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed, we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
Yes, what did you want to ask?
You were speaking about the responsibility of the whole world.
Yes.
And even though I'm studying with all my friends and tents from around the world, it feels huge. It's like, how can you even approach it every time?
You have to. You have to. I'll tell you even more than that. Imagine to yourself the world being a sphere. And each and every one of us has a special desire that's called the root of the neshama, of the soul. We've received this as an awakening to a connection with the Creator. So you have to connect to the Creator with your desire, or personal desire, so that through it, you'll fill the entire globe, all of humanity, with the upper light. That's how each and every one is. Each and every one of the people of the world has to perform this role. Meaning through him, through the root of his soul, to develop a connection with the Creator on the one hand, through the ten, and with the entire humanity through his ten also, in order to pass the upper light through him, through his tent to humanity. And everyone is. Doesn't matter if he's part of Nebuch or doesn't belong to anyone. That's how each and everyone will have to do it, with or without his awareness. But he'll have to do it. There are many steps to it, many degrees. And we're going to have to acknowledge this. Yes. Well, what can you do? That's our way. It is difficult. However, okay. Who is going to eat a four?
Rav, buongiorno. Prima hai fatto un esempio bellissimo di come l'umanità è attratta da tutti questi desideri.
You gave a beautiful example
desideri camuffati
that humanity that is in all these desires.
Sono cucinate da un ipnotismo.
It's just desires that the Creator is sending, but actually all these people are like hypnotized, and it's very fine, hard to move them out of the place they're in. How can we bring them some electrical shock?
You don't need an electric shock. You mustn't do that. All you have to do is awaken them through good things, that you have what to hand out to them. You have a box of chocolates to each and every one of them. You have something good to bring them to good places, to have good things. That's what you should publicize to them. God forbid, no electric shock. So you have to get used to relate to everyone through love. Otherwise, you don't resemble the Creator. That's how we will have to function. Okay. Fine. I don't yet know what to do because we don't have info yet. So Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is: why is Bala Sulam describing our role as one becoming a slave in serving the whole of the collective? Why is he using that term "slave" if our work must be in joy?
A servant of the Lord is happy. When I serve the Creator. I'm an adherer. I'm adhered to Him, and loyally I want to do everything He wants. My whole desire is to be part of His desire. This is called being a slave or a servant, which is a very high degree. The servant of the Lord, Moses is called the slave of the Lord. Let's hope that, well, ultimately we'll all reach that. Okay. Are we clear about what we're going to do today? Remember what we talked about in the lesson. We'll be connected between ourselves, and bit by bit we'll go into towards the Friday. On Shabbat we'll learn the portion of the week. That's how we'll advance.
Info.
All the best. Info.
So let's hear the friends of the Young Congress. Jesse, please.
Thank you, Shai. Hello, great friends. I'm here to tell you about the World Young Kli Yeshivat Haverim. It's happening next Saturday, November 28th at 1900 Israel time. And it's an event that's for friends who are in their 20s and 30s. Both men and women are welcome. There will be games. There will be live music. There will be great connection. So Hans, please tell everyone why they should be there.
These are really special time, friends. A lot of friends are at home behind the screen, and we want to inspire each other. There are a lot of friends who worked really hard on this. We have the U.S. friends hosting this meeting for us. And if we want Ahishena, please join friends. To you, Shai.
And today's schedule, 10:30, Owen Levy with Rav. Then we'll watch at 1 parts of the morning lesson. At 2, we'll have a workshop that the friends are going to give us live. And in the evening, we're reminding that the Shivat Haverim by the Europeans is at a different time. We're going to start at 7:30 Israel time till 8:15. And as last time, we're going to continue on Shabbat. The morning lessons will be in 3:15, not 3:45. Preparation at 2:45, 3 to 6 morning lesson. Then in the afternoon, 2:45 preparation. At four, the women, and then the women have a Shivat Chaverot, and we'll go to a song.
שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק כשיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה הרגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם